Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the legendary Lerner and Lowe classic, My Fair Lady, playing October 21st through November 15th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Described as the perfect musical, the magnificent score includes Wouldn't It Be Lovely, I Could Have Danced All Night, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. See this production as only Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Don't miss out on your chance to experience the next production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and education programs at the Rubicon Theater. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, we've been here since 6 o'clock. And I do want to remind you, if you're just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. And Tom, how's everything?
Everything's going great on this beautiful Saturday.
There you go. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody of our phone number here. Excuse me. It is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got a great show for you. And of course, these are all guests that I just really love to share with everybody because it's all about the brighter side. And that's really what we do here. That's what we talk about. That's what we share with everybody. I do want to remind everybody of our phone number here because we love to give back. And our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And, you know, Tom, I'm going to read this for you. I'm going to take this off your hand for just this one time since I think that would be a little easier. And I know you're busy over there. But we've got some great giveaways. And we've got Pete's Breakfast House. We've got Urban Cafe, we've got Midtown Cafe, we've got Rubicon right now till the 15th, My Fair Lady, we've given lots of tickets away for that. Also, Theater League, we've got Elf, and that's going to be going from November 19th to the 22nd. Also, we've got some Veggie Grill, some Rubio is one of my favorites too. We've got from October 31st to the 6th, we've got the Addams Family. And that's over at the Simi Valley Cultural Center, so we definitely want to give those out. Starting December 5th, on December 5th, not starting, we've got the Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair, and that starts at 4 to 7:15. And it's going to be so much fun, just wine and fun, and just to kind of feel the energy of the holidays coming in. Also, we've got Famous Dave's, and we've got The Habit. And also, I have tickets to the Elite Theater, and that is over in Oxnard here, and that's going to November 22nd, Lion in Winter, and with Tom Eubanks, and it's going to be, it's a sibling rivalry, adultery, dungeons, it's this modern day classic, so I think that should be really good. And also, I've got some Winona Judd and the Big Noise Christmas, so that is the number that you want to write down is 805-419-0008. 419-0008, so that you can get in on some of these great things. And let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. Also, I do want to remind you that to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We've got a podcast that you can listen to all of our shows an hour after it plays here. And all of our stuff's on our newsletter that goes out every week. So when you're calling up, just make sure you ask for a newsletter so we can get that out to you. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008. Our first guest today is Arlene Pelican, and she is going to be talking about 31 days to becoming a happy mom. Nothing better than a happy mom.
That is so true.
Don't you agree? And so when we all have challenges and things that go on. Then we also have Linda and Tracy, and they're going to be telling us about the second annual casino night and silent auction, and it's A Voice Discovered welcomes you. And that's over at the Four Bricks Winery on November 21st. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. And then we've got Marcy Nunn in our studio. She's going to be joining us, and of course, she's going to be talking about long-term care. And she's so easy to work with. So we welcome you, and we welcome all your calls. And again, we thank you so much for choosing us to listen to. And of course, I want to start with a moment of motivation. You are confined only by the walls you build yourself. Sometimes we build huge walls around our life, and sometimes we need to be our own best friend. So again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, I welcome you. And Arlene Pelican, are you there?
I am. Great to be with you all.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate you being here. And of course, your topic is 31 days to becoming a happy mom. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I have three kids. They're in first grade, fourth grade, and sixth grade. And my heart is really to encourage you listeners that in those moments where you feel like you are under a laundry pile, that you are confined to sticking food in baggies all day, and then you're wondering what your teen is texting, you know, whatever stage you're at, that I want to offer some encouragement. I've interviewed a lot of ladies who have been there, done that, and it's really helpful to know you're, A, not alone in the journey, and then, B, to have some tools to know how to parent better.
Well, and Arlene, is this your first book?
This is my fifth book.
Oh, your fifth book. Okay, yeah. Great. And what are your other books?
My other books are 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Wife, 31 Days to a Happy Husband, Growing Up Social, Raising Relational Kids in a Screen-Driven World. That one's co-authored with Gary Chapman, and also 31 Days to a Younger You.
Why 31 days?
You know, if I tell you to do something for a year, you're kind of overwhelmed, so I start hyperventilating. Yeah. And one day is not enough. So 31 days is kind of that nice month in you know, bite-sized pieces that you can say, I've got to work on my marriage. I got to work on my parenting. You know, I'm going to try this for 31 days. And it really is amazing what a few little habits, change of attitude can really go a long way.
I love that. I think that actually, you know, it's funny, I always like take on the mountain, you know, take on the world. Okay, well, Tracy, I know
yes,
you do too.
Yes,
okay,
sometimes yeah. You have to break it down.
I know.
Though.
And I like 31 days. Okay, 31 days. Check, check, check. I'd be like, you know, okay, that month's over, right?
Yeah.
So what are the five habits of being a happy mom?
Yeah, you take the word happy, H-A-P-P-Y, the H is being healthy, and it's that whole idea of put the oxygen mask on yourself before assisting your children, so you yourself be healthy emotionally, spiritually, physically, and that will help you so much as a mom. The A is becoming action-oriented. We moms are very good at lecturing, threatening, promising, talking a lot, but many times our actions don't line up, so this is about consequences and reality-based discipline. The P is becoming prayerful, that instead of Googling our answers only, that we realize that, wait, I need some help here from God, and really put prayer back into the picture. Mm-hmm. The second P is being perseverant, realizing this motherhood thing will not be done after dinner tonight, but you've got a lot of years ahead of you, so how can you run the long race? And the Y is becoming yes-filled, that what are those yeses in your life, those things that you can celebrate as a mom, you can put in the calendar that you really enjoy so that you don't feel like, oh, I don't get to do that because I'm a mom. but instead you put some things in there that you say, wow, these are the things I really enjoy and I love.
You know, I think you just hit, at least for me, you know, sometimes, I mean, being, you know, a radio host, I've got four children, I'm grandmother now, and, you know, I feel like I've been hearing a lot, you're too busy, you're too busy, you're too busy, and I'm like, I am busy, but I love to say yes to everything. That's probably my downfall. And so,
yeah, so
I think
yours might be becoming no filled.
I know.
Saying no to a few things.
Yeah, so. You have to really, it has to make, you know, total sense in your life, and it has to be worthwhile. And it has to be something that, you know, even my daughter, just before I got on here today, she's like, Mom, it's not probably good that you're at every single event. And I'm like, but I love being there. And she's like, I know, you know. And so we have to be mindful. And it's funny, I am taking a mindful class with one of our advertisers here and sponsors, and from Audrey. And it is, I mean, it's kind of like you're talking about being mindful. And you just have to really... Every day is a gift, and we have to make sure we're using it correctly.
Yeah, I find that same thing, having two, you know, younger kids, and, you know, looking at getting back into my career and doing all those things I need to do for that. I had an experience this week where I had to put myself first, which
Good
felt
job,
really strange.
Tracy.
You know, it was a very strange thing to have to do, and sort of really leave my kids to be somewhat independent and actually walk themselves to their dentist appointment, because I couldn't be there.
Right.
But see how but your children, that was an age appropriate thing to give them an opportunity to grow. Because a lot of us as moms, we're coddling them. You know, I remember my son, he was in fifth grade that I was doing this. Every night, since he was a toddler, I was putting socks on his feet as part of his bedtime ritual. You know, clean socks every night since he was two. Well, he is in fifth grade, and I'm trying to shove these socks on his feet, and I'm kneeling at his bed, and I'm realizing, what in the world am I doing? You are totally old enough to do this.
Isn't that crazy how we do that, yes.
We as moms, we want to engineer this dependence, like we're so needed, and they can't do this without us. And to make that shift of whatever my children can do for themselves, I will let them do for themselves, and I will work myself eventually out of a job, because I'm going to train them to do all these things around the house, to walk to school, to walk to the dentist, do these responsible things. So that's difficult for us as moms, but as we learn that, I think it takes a lot of stress off of our plate, and it teaches our children how to be responsible for the future.
I love it, Tom.
Yeah, it's funny. We're hockey parents on my side, ice hockey, and within hockey, at different levels, you are not allowed to tie your child's skates. They chase you away. If you pick up your kid's bag, the coach says, "What are you doing?" And it's like, let your child pick up that bag. If you have a bag with wheels on it, they'll look at your kid and say, "What's wrong with you? Can't you pick up a bag?" Well, it is so funny. And for a mom to stand, because your reaction, like you say, is always to
get in there and
help.
Out. Yeah.
And
it's true.
They just tell you straight up.
It's true.
Don't do that. And thank you very much for going away.
No.
And it's really interesting how they're having us raise kids. But you're right. If you just helicopter and hover, you're going to destroy your child.
It really doesn't help them.
No, I had to do that same thing. I am literally a soccer mom, and I manage my son's team, and I sit on my hands now, and I don't tie their cleats, and I don't do the things I used to do, because they're getting to be too big. They have to do these things on their own.
It is so true. So what are the three changes that you talk about that moms should make to be happier today?
There are many changes that I talk about in the book, but you know, a few things that you can start off with is giving away that smile in the morning when your child wakes up, when they come home from school, if they're at a, you know, school age and they go leave your home, and at bedtime. Because I think we think that we're smiling, we think that we're looking down at love, but we might be distracted, we might be stressed out, and our face looks kind of, you know, puzzled or concerned. And I think if we will consciously, as a mom, just remember, I want to greet my child's day with a smile, regardless of how I'm feeling, regardless of how late we all got up and now we're running around, but just that moment that smile is given. And I've heard so many kids, moms reporting that my kids said, "What are you doing? Are you something different? You're smiling at me more, you know, since they've read 30 Days Becoming a Happy Mom." And they think, "I thought I was smiling the whole time," you know. So smile on purpose at certain points in the day. It'll remind you when they wake up, when they go to sleep, and when, you know, you greet them. So put that smile in. I think a second thing that you can do as moms is really limit their screen time, because a lot of us are so unhappy because we're saying, put that down and look at me in the face and haven't you done your homework and why, not one more game, not one more show. So there's a chapter in there about your game plan for screen time. I think that's very important. And then the third thing is when you give a command, to do it with as few words as possible. For instance, the mom of yesteryear would have said, clean up your room. And the mom today says, you know, honey, we're going to have some people over for dinner tonight, and it'd be really nice if you clean up your room. And I know you can do it. You're so good at it. Do you think you could do it? You know?
They're Oh, my God.
No,
that's so funny.
I don't think I can do that, mom.
That's the American Idol. I have to say, you know, it's funny because I watch the American Idol and I see these kids. I'm like, did their mom not tell them that that's not one of their strongest, you know, we can't be good in everything. We can't get a trophy for everything. We have to be real and know what our gifts are. And you know, and that's where I, you know, a person, a mom or a dad with one child, and they think, oh, my kid's everything. And then when you have four and you go, okay, this one's really good at this one, and this one's really, this is, you know, and you start to know that they all have different personalities.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's a difference between praise and encouragement. And praise is if you're so good, you're so good, you're so good, you're the best, you're the best, you're the best. And then they graduate out of your home, and they're like, I thought I was the best.
Yeah.
So we're over-praising our children. But what we need to do is to encourage. Wow, that really took a lot of work to bring your math score up. Good job. That was very perseverant. Wow, I really like how you color in the lines. Those are some beautiful colors you chose. You know, oh, I like how you treated that girl. I like how you responded to her. Good job. You know, look for those specific things that you can encourage instead of just praising generally your child so they think they're God to this earth. But instead, though, of course, you do want to encourage and provide that. Be their cheerleader, but be specific so they know what it is that you are, what you're looking at.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I love that you can actually give us some suggestions on the constant struggle with sibling rivalry. You know, you love my sister better than me. You love my brother than, you know, what about that?
Yeah, I think it's great to tell your kids straight off the bat, life is not fair. And some days your sister's going to get a big piece, and some days your brother's going to get a big piece.
Yeah, life is not fair. I love that.
For them to know it's not going to be fair, that's not how it works, we will do our best. You know, if you're cutting something, a cookie or whatever, you can have one child cut the cookie and the other child choose the half. You know, you can do things like that to kind of mitigate what the siblings are going to fight about. Another thing that you can do is help them to solve the problems themselves. You know, we tend to referee and tell me what happened, and okay, here's what's supposed to happen. But you know, when our kids were smaller, let's say 4 and 6, we'd say, go in the bathroom and don't come out until you figure it out. And you'd hear them crying in there, get me out of here, I don't want to talk to my sister anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd have to come out and say, this is a solution we came up with. And that really helped us to say, instead of us always refereeing and showing, yeah, you apologize to this, you plus, you know, let them work it out, bring you a solution, and it's on their back and not yours.
And Arlene, sort of just to follow on that concept as far as sibling relationships and trying to get them to sort of respect each other, how about the idea of getting your children to respect you? You see so many kids nowadays where you're astonished. You'll be out in a store or a restaurant, and you kind of aghast at you know, the communications that are occurring. What do you suggest there?
This is that big step that we talked about, being action-oriented, because the truth is when you are talking to a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old, your job is not to reason with them. Your job is to tell them what to do. Mm. And I think we've embraced this whole like, oh, we don't want to crush their self-esteem and we don't want to hurt their feelings. No, you do want to hurt their feelings when they're 3 years old if they're having a tantrum. You do want to do that. So it's this idea that when they're younger, that they need to know you are the authority and they are to listen to you. And there's a true lack of leadership there. I see these kids in our neighborhood and they don't wear bike helmets. And we tell their parents, they need to be wearing helmets. Our kid was in an accident and his helmet saved his life. They need to be wearing helmets. And these parents, adults,
they're afraid of their own children.
I can't get my children to wear them. Well, then, I'm sorry, your children can stop eating dinner at your house because you have something to do with that. Our mindset, you know, has been that we don't know what to do. And so I think if we begin with, wait a minute, they do need to respect me. I am the authority, and what I do say matters, and you back that up with consequences that speak to them, I think that really helps. And then when they grow older,
they'll have that respect.
Yeah.
I love it. Arlene, we are at the end of this interview. Where do we find your book? And I want you to send me all the other books. I'd love to have you back on.
That's great. ArlenePelicane.com, ArlenePelicane.com, and the book again is called 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom.
And I love the 31 days. I'm going to put that in my brain.
It's manageable.
There. Yeah. thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Great to be with you all.
You got it. And we'll definitely have you back. All right. Our next guests are going to be Linda and Tracy, and we're going to be talking about A Voice Discovered. It's actually their second annual casino night and silent auction. I'd love to invite you all to that, and we'll tell you a little bit about that. Right now, I would love to give some My Fair Lady tickets away to the Rubicon, and that is going till November 15th. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings, with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here and waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy and, of course, Tom. And, the T's are taking over. No. And then, of course, we've got Linda and Tracy coming on with us. And, Linda, is it Kroenke?
Yes, Kroenke.
Okay, great. And Tracy Pepelinski?
That's it.
Okay. So anyways, well, it was so nice meeting both of you over at the Center for Special Needs. Gina did an amazing job. Everyone there did an amazing job. And of course, I know you have an event that's coming up. And I do want to remind all of our listeners that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, get our podcast so that you can download all of our shows and, of course, our newsletter, and you can find out a little bit about all the things that we're doing here. And, of course, Linda and Tracy have another event that's coming up, and that's the second annual casino night and silent auction. And it's called A Voice Discovered Welcomes You. And, of course, that's over at the Four Bricks. That's November 21st, 6 to 10. And that's right here in Ventura. Tell us a little bit about what and why you're doing this.
Oh, okay. I will start.
Okay.
A Voice Discovered is a nonprofit that I started a couple of years ago. I'm a speech pathologist by trade. And I found that there were a lot of gaps in services for people who aren't able to communicate using speech. And so we are providing information and funding assistance for people who need access to services or communication systems to be able to communicate.
Okay. And when you say communicate with kids that have autism?
That we do. We would provide services to kids who have autism, but it would also be anybody who's not able to use speech to communicate, whether they were born with that disability or adults who possibly have acquired that disability.
Oh, so like even like ALS or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I just had a call from a past guest, and his wife has that, and now she can't speak at all. Although they actually just got donated a machine that
yep.
she can. Is that kind of where you're going with this?
That's exactly it. Is we want to be able to provide either assessments or connect people with services that are out there, so that people can get the information and get access to the appropriate, you know, voice output system that they need, as well as the services and the training that they would need to learn how to use it.
Wow, I love that. Okay, I mean, there's nothing worse than not being able to have a voice, and
absolutely.
Yet at the same time, you know, like with the ALS that they just called up and talked about, is she still has a great mind. She just can't
absolutely.
Speak, and so what an open to the world that you'd be able mm-hmm. to be able to speak. How did you get involved with A Voice Discovered?
I got involved with Tracy because my son, Judah, is a AAC user. My son has cerebral palsy, and so he's actually unable to speak just because his body can't control his muscles enough to use his diaphragm, for example. All of his muscles are involved, and so that includes the muscles that we use to speak. So my son is, like you said, able to understand and has lots of things that he wants to say, but he is unable to use speech because of his disability.
Linda, how old is your son?
My son is six.
Six. I thought I remembered you saying six. When did he?
Yeah.
When was he able to start using something like that?
You know, it's been a very long process. When he was a toddler, we were trying to do anything we could. We were trying to get him to use speech, but we learned that he could use facial gestures for a yes and a no. So my son blinks his eyes when he wants to say no, and he opens his mouth really big when he wants to say yes, and that's pretty much all he can do independently. And so we reached out for somebody who specializes in AAC, and we searched and searched, and we found Tracy Soprinsky. And we've been working with Tracy for a couple years now, and she has been really instrumental in opening up the world of AAC, training me as his primary communication partner, training our whole family with how to best communicate with our son, and then connecting us to resources as well. My son now uses a speech device, and he uses his eyes, actually, to select what he wants to say. And I like to tell people who've never experienced something like this that it's what Stephen Hawking uses.
Right.
So he has what he calls his talker, and his talker puts out a voice, and that's his voice.
Oh, God, it gives me chills. I mean, really, it's like, how far have we all come that we can offer a voice to somebody that doesn't have it? The picture that came into my mind was the little girl that saw for the first time. You remember she put her glasses on, and it was like she was fighting her mom to try and put her glasses on, and then all of a sudden she's like, this is what, you know, this is what I've been missing. And I'm sure that's that feeling of, you know, with the voice.
Well, it's got to really make him feel empowered to be able to communicate, because how frustrating to be able to have a thought but not express it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he has tons of frustration associated. And I would say that, you know, he's a severely disabled individual. And of all of the struggles that he's had, medical struggles and, you know, being in a wheelchair, I think that without a doubt, it's his inability to communicate that makes his life the most challenging. So we really focus a lot of our time and attention to giving him the tools he needs to communicate.
Wow. Well, I love it. Let's invite all of our listeners. Can you tell us about November 21st evening?
Sure. Sure. Tracy, you want to?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Yes, so November 21st is the A Voice Discover second annual Casino Night and Silent Auction. We have the Underground Gourmet food truck coming, providing the food. Four Bricks is, of course, where the inventor is, of course, where the event will be, and they are providing, you get a glass of wine with the purchase of your ticket. And then Aces and Eights is providing the casino night. So we'll have Blackjack and Texas Hold'em. We're also going to be having a silent auction with our donations made by a number of local businesses, which it was very successful last year. It goes from 6 to 10. We're also going to have a little presentation about what we do and who we've been helping, just to give people more information about what A Voice Discovered is and what A Voice Discovered can do for the local community.
Wow. And how long have you been doing this, Tracy?
A Voice Discovered only been around a couple of years, but I've been a practicing speech therapist for about 12 years now.
Wow. Well, yeah. I love that. And I love that, you know, we can offer so much to so many people out here. Again, where can they get their tickets?
They would actually go online. Mm-hmm. They can get the tickets our website is www.avoicediscovered.com.
Okay.
We do have a PayPal link to purchase them. Okay. They're $40 per ticket prior to the event, and then $50 at the door. They could also actually, our address, our PO box is on there, so if somebody wanted to send cash or a check instead,
okay.
They can find that information.
Okay. For all my listeners, I'll put this in our newsletter and on our Facebook so everybody can be able to access this. I thank you both ladies for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I appreciate all the service that you're doing.
Well, thank you for having us.
Great. Yeah, wonderful.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you again. And we are going to take a really quick break. Marcy Nunn just walked into our studio. Thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. We're going to find out a little bit about long-term care. And, of course, November is Long-Term Care Awareness Month. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you, every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3, today we've got our recovery show. And, of course, joining me right now is Marcy Nunn. And for all of you out there, you know, I still have to kind of go back to what we talked about on one of our interviews with you, is we buy all the insurance in the stores for our, you know, Christmas or holiday presents, but we don't take insurance on ourselves.
That's exactly right.
It really is. And so you're here to kind of tell us a little bit more about what you do. We always talk about you. I hope your ears are always burning, but but we do want to say that you, you know, you seem just so, like, down to earth, very easy to work with.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Yeah, and I love your story behind what you do and why you do it. I think that's the biggest thing. So with it being November and Long-Term Care Awareness Month, what should we be aware of?
Well, everyone needs a plan. And my plan, my story, was not a good one. My mom took care of my dad. She did a lot of things she shouldn't have done. My brothers and I really didn't know what was going on because we were very far away at the time. When it was time for my mom, when she needed care, I had told her before that I was going to take care of her. But that was the end of my quote-unquote plan. Unfortunately, that was not a plan. That was crisis management. So I went through crisis management, and the caregiver that was taking care of her stole from her heirlooms. It was horrible. Emotionally, it was terrible. It took me years to forgive myself. And when I went, after going through all this, I saw the opportunity to help other people, not have other families and business owners and employees not have to go through what I went through. So I've been in the business 20 years, and I have worked with hundreds of families. But all I want to do is do more.
I love it. What is long-term care? And for all of our listeners out there, if they don't know. Tracy, okay. Do you know?
Long-term? I do. Okay, yes, yeah. I do know what it is.
Okay, good.
Okay. Long-term care is defined by losing the ability to care for yourself either physically or cognitively. So fall down and break a hip, and now you're not as mobile as you could be, and you can't take care of yourself completely. You need some help. That's long-term care. If you have some memory loss and might possibly be of danger to yourself, then also that is considered a chronic condition as well. And what most people don't know, the biggest issue here is the fact that no health insurance of any kind, not private, not employer, not Medicare, will cover long-term care.
And Marcy, let me ask you, so when we say you're going to need care in those type of situations, are we talking in-home care? Are we talking assisted facility type care?
Actually, it can be anywhere. It can be at home. It can be in an adult daycare facility, assisted living facility, board and care. Nursing home and other options. There's many, many options now of how to take care, just depending on what your situation is.
And having these type of long-term care plans would provide you coverage on any of those.
Yes, I help people to design a plan for care. And oftentimes it does include insurance because most people either look at what the costs are for long-term care, realizing that they have no backup and need some backup. And even if they have the money to pay for it, they still don't want to use all that for long-term care. They'd rather mitigate the risk and have some extra money to pay for, to leave for charities or their children or whatever.
Can you give us an idea when we talk about, kind of these potential costs? Can you give us an idea of
the cost of care itself?
Great question. Yeah,
what are you looking at? I have an idea, but just let our listeners know.
Average is about $6,000 a month, which is $72,000 a year. And boy, that eats people's assets up pretty darn quick.
So that is what it would take to take care of ourselves, or that's what it would take to get in long-term care?
Actually, that's an average. So an average would be about 6 or so hours a day for home care. It would be just room and board for an assisted living facility. And for a nursing home, it would be basically just the basic care that they have. So if you're in a facility, usually it's more than that and can be considerably more than that.
So let me ask you a question. If you were meeting with Tracy and I and you were going to tell us why we needed, long-term care, and a lot of people are, am I going to really need that? That's probably what you get a lot, correct?
Yeah.
And so because we can't foresee our future, we can't see, you know, it's interesting. It's like the golden years, right? You know, you think that, oh, you know, we're going to be, well, let me tell you, as I get a little older and I have some older friends, I see them like, oh my gosh, we never would have thought any of those things. You know, I mean, divorce, you know, diseases, there's just things that happen, right?
Yeah, stuff
our
happens.
Body. And so, you know, it's almost like putting away for a rainy day. This is just another thing that we just want to head off.
Exactly. And, you know, even just a fall, and one fall, and then it's a litany of different little things that cause you to be either not mobile or actually create some sort of memory issue.
So is there different levels of long-term care?
Yes, but that's very individualized depending on what they need,
okay.
What kind of care they need. They may need a small amount of care. They may need a lot of care. If they have the plan in place, then they have choices as to where they want to go and what they want. So that's another reason why a lot of people look at this, because they want to be in charge, you know, not be beholden to, you know, just the amount of money they have and not really get the kind of care they really want.
So Marcy, when you're helping somebody create a plan, like, what are the different components that go into your plan?
Well, first I do a consultation, and I talk about their health conditions, because if insurance is an option, then they have to be approved. You can't just buy the insurance. You have to be approved by the company. Then I talk about what their concerns are, what's on their mind, and then a little bit about income and assets, because that's, of course, you know, that has to be on board there. We both have to be on board about that. And then I do my homework, and then I will have another what I call a webinar, and then we go into the meat and potatoes of it and make sure that at least they have a plan. And then if insurance looks like it's the right thing to do, then we go ahead with that.
Right. And so tell us, why should we plan ahead and create custom long-term?
Well, again, it's going to be the Marcy plan, which was not a good plan. Crisis management is never good. And really, about 80% of the people that are in the situation do have a crisis management plan. They have not planned for long-term care. And that's why it's just so important.
I like the crisis management. You know, I mean, we all think, you know, like, oh, we got it covered. What if you have enough money in the bank? You think it's, you know, it's going to go through, right? I mean, you're going to eat right all the way through it.
Pretty fast, yeah.
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 And then, Marcy, one more question for you on when's the best time to do this? You know,
when we're
young, you know, do it now. You know, you're thinking, oh, I'm young, my kids are young, I'm fine. I'll do it, you know, when they're off in college or when they're adults, and then you think about it after fact. What's the best time?
Well, my immediate answer is now. it's kind of a joke, but not really, because you never really know when that's going to happen. And of course, we all think it's, you know, when we're in our 80s, 90s, 100s, right? It's not going to happen. The statistics tell us a little different. And almost 50% of the population that's receiving long-term care today are under the age of 65.
It does feel like it's gotten a lot lower in age, correct?
Yes.
Are we not taking care of ourselves? What I mean, is it just, you know, it's as we get up there, they get down there, you know? Or
yeah. It's really hard to wrap your head around it. And even though I'm in the business, I still have a hard time wrapping my head around it, quite frankly. But it's true.
I agree. You know, Marcy, will you stay with us? When we come back, I would love you to tell us some of your success stories and of some of your clients that, you know, that it has helped and how you put together some really great packages for them.
Okay.
Does that
terrific.
Sound good?
Yep.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And, of course, I've got some giveaways. And I'd love to give away on December 5th. We've got the Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. And that's over on Main Street. And I'd love you to give a couple of passes away to that right now, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And again, I thank you for being here, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life in the 805. I do want to remind everybody, from 2 to 3, we have our recovery show today at 2 to 3 right here. And we're going to be talking with the Michelle Neff Hernandez. And we're going to be talking about, Soaring Spirits International. And if you don't know anything about it, oh my God, tune in. She's done an amazing job. And also, we're going to be talking with Michelle Rosenthal, Your Life After Trauma. And again, if you don't know anything about our recovery show, it's really waking up from anything that you're going through in life. And that's what we talk about here. So we never leave any unspoken topics on the table. We try to kind of really just discuss everything. So again, in our studio, joining us today is Marcy Nunn. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy and Tom, and we're talking about long-term care, and of course, it's November, Long-Term Care Awareness Month. You know what's funny is, like, every month represents something. How did that even come about?
I honestly don't know.
You know what kind of makes me think about it is it's just a really good time to check in. It's kind of like when you need to change your batteries.
You're coming up to the end of the year, time to sort of take stock of where you're at for the new year ahead.
I just clicked into me. I think the reason for November in particular is that it's a family time. And Thanksgiving and Christmas, and people are with their families.
See, there you go. So, yeah, that's what I just...
And it's a good time to talk with your family about that. Very, very important in your plan.
And I know you guys were talking in the break. Are you able to, you know, if you have a family member that you think isn't doing so well, or is that already too late?
Not necessarily. It just depends on the situation. And even for people that can't apply for traditional care, I have other options for them that might be right. May not be, but maybe.
Okay. So you were kind of going to give us, I know you said now, right? Of course, you know, and really so many of us put things off, but is it something that you want to get when you're younger, or can you still do it when you're a little older?
Actually, the 20s would be great, but I remember myself in the 20s, and of course I was invincible, and I knew everything. So usually that doesn't happen, but certainly by the 40s, 40s and 50s. And it's for a lot of reasons, health reasons, monetary reasons. And
tell us, when you say health reasons, what are some of the health reasons?
It just depends. Usually it's not one thing unless it's something, you know, quite severe. Usually it's a combination of things that causes people not to be able to apply.
Now let me ask you a question. You know, we were just talking about some children or, you know, kids that can't talk.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we set that up for long term? Is that something that you work with?
I have not yet, actually, no. Mm-hmm. There are options for them. So yes, I can, but I've just not come across it yet.
Yeah, because to me, you know, there's a lot of special needs. In fact, I would love to refer you to all of them. But there's a lot of special needs kids, and it's, you know, when your babies are young, you can kind of, we always think we can handle their problems, but as they get bigger and as we aren't around anymore, how do you make sure that they're taken care of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a good friend who has a lifelong special needs child, and there are resources,
yes,
you know, available, but it's a question of knowing they're there. I know she's told me a couple times she's become aware, you know, of some programs available to her, you know, and she's like, why didn't anybody tell me this before?
Yeah, I almost think, I don't know. That's why I do what we do. That's why we're talking about this, because there's so many things out there that we can do, and we're not told about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you brought up a really good point, thank you, that if you're looking at a policy and you're thinking of getting a long-term care policy, if you have the policy, then you have that kind of person helping you. They're called care coordinators, and they're specific to regions. So they know all the facilities and the home health care agencies and the amenities and the sometimes even freebies that are available that you might not be aware of. So that's really what would be a big boon for those people additionally.
Wow. Marcy, give out your phone number.
It's 805-644-3535.
If somebody wants to just see if they're a candidate or see if they qualify, is that something you would be able to meet with them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And of course, first we talk about what their concerns are and what they're looking for, and then we go from there.
Okay, great.
But at least they have a plan to make sure that they have a plan, a viable plan.
You know, it's interesting. I think we all need a plan. I mean, yeah. Really, in life, in every avenue of our, you know, I always think of life as a pie, okay, you know, in every, your kids, your parents, your home, your, you know what I mean? And I just think this is just another avenue that we need to look at.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what areas do you go to? Are you everywhere?
Well, I work a lot in Ventura County. However, I am licensed in 4 states, so I can help a lot more people that way, which
okay.
I love.
And is this something that you could do over the phone?
Yes, I do most of it over the phone now.
Okay, great.
Which I kind of sometimes regret because I love going to
see,
the home.
See, you're like me. You want to see and meet the
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
I love that.
But it's just helps me help more people is why I do
I
it.
I love it. Tracy, thank you so much for being here. I know we've got one
thank
more show
you.
This afternoon. What do you think?
This is fun. I'm having a good time
this
morning.
I told you. It's really fun.
Delighted
well,
to have you, Tracy.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Have one more show from 2 to 3. And again, you know, it's been so much fun. It is every single week when I get to talk to everybody out there. And I do want to remind everybody that to get our newsletters, to get all of our stuff that we have going on here. I want to give away, did we give away any Addams Family on this show? No, I don't think so. Let's give away a couple pairs of Addams Family tickets. And that's over at the Simi Valley Cultural Center. And that's going to go until December 6th. And we've got tickets. Call them right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. And Marcy Nunn, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Thank you. And it's been a joy.
Yeah, and I love what you do. And thank you. I hope our listeners call you and continue to get more help from them and for you. So again, Tracy, Tom, and all our listeners out there, we'll talk to you later. Have a really great rest of your day. And get that sweater on and just enjoy. Put on a fire. I'm like already almost to that point. So anyways, have a really great day and I'll talk to you later.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the legendary Lerner and Lowe classic, My Fair Lady, playing October 21st through November 15th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Described as the perfect musical, the magnificent score includes Wouldn't It Be Lovely, I Could Have Danced All Night, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. See this production as only Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Don't miss out on your chance to experience the next production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and education programs at the Rubicon Theater.